Simon Cowell just finished up the sixth season of American Idol and is now moving on to the second season of America's Got Talent, which is back on Channel 5 NBC in St. Louis tonight, and joins us here live on KMOX. Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for making time to do the show today. Whatever happened to the girl who won last year?
Well, she won $1 million.
And she's what, 10?
She's 10 years old. She won $1 million. She got signed up with Columbia Records, and I think she's going to do very well. She's a very talented girl.
Why didn't she get signed to your label?
Well, we get a small part of it, but there was one particular division of Sony who were desperate to sign her, so we gave them to her.
You just gave it to her.
Oh, gave them to her for a little bit of it.
Yeah, for a piece of the action.
And the new show starts tonight.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you three categories here. Jugglers, contortionists, mimes. Which do you hate more?
Jugglers, contortionists, or mimes. Actually, all three. No, I do. I hate them all. I can't stand jugglers. I always say to jugglers, unless you're going to do something where you might kill yourself, I'm genuinely not interested. You know, if you're juggling a plate, where's the jeopardy?
Yes.
Right.
The plate. So I say, get some chainsaws.
Flaming chainsaws.
On you, then it's interesting.
Yeah, flaming chainsaws would be good.
I would do that. I do the British version of this show, and that's what I say to them.
So you're one of the judges on the British version?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because last year there was this contortionist who was shooting arrows with her feet, and that was interesting for about 8 seconds. And some of these other, but there are also some of these acts that are real professional acts, like that couple that did the quick change thing last year.
The quick change, yeah.
They're just remarkable, but once you've seen it, you know, is that an act you can watch every week?
Well, what you're going to see on the new series tonight is a lot more bizarre acts. But we're beginning to attract a lot more people who can't audition for American Idol.
Uh-huh.
Younger singers, older singers, singing groups. So you're going to see a lot more music this time around. And I have to say, some of the talent that's got through this year, very, very good indeed.
Why do you include singers at all, since you've already got a singing competition on your plate?
Well, the whole idea of the show is that we said, why not do one show, just one, where we apply no rules? So you know, if you're going to apply no rules, you can't suddenly say, but if you're a singer, you can't enter. I think that's the fun of this show, the fact that anybody can come along and audition for this show.
All right, now you've got a couple of changes. Explain to me why you dumped Regis.
Well, I didn't dump him.
Yeah, you did. He's not on the show anymore.
No, I'll tell you what happened. We had a real issue with Regis and the schedule because we travel a lot with this show. And then we heard a rumor that you know, he may not be feeling too good. And we got a call from Regis's agent, I think in December, basically saying he can't do the show. It was as simple as that.
Mm. And then he went off and he had his quadruple or quintuple bypass.
Yeah. So, I mean, he would never have been able to do this new season.
So Jerry Springer is your new host, which means
it took me 2 minutes to think of Jerry as a replacement.
Really?
Yeah, literally. I put the phone call down from NBC. I said, I'm going to call you back. 2 minutes later, I called them back. I said, I want Jerry Springer to do the show. And what happened.
And why? Why so quickly you came to him?
You know, it's like word association. You know, you put one thing and something comes into your mind. And that was the name that came into my mind when I thought of America's Got Talent, Jerry Springer. And I was 100% right, as you'll see on the new show tonight. He's brilliant on it.
Do you have to bring his security guards along? Is that part of the package deal with Jerry?
No, not on this one, but we'll see what happens.
And the other change is Sharon Osbourne is there because you fired Brandy.
You dumped Brandy.
First you dump Regis, then you fire America's sweetheart Brandy.
I didn't fire Brandy. Brandy at one point was being considered with Sharon, and Brandy made it quite clear she would not have another girl on the panel. That's what happened.
Oh, so that's why you fired her.
She won't play well. She made the decision.
But it didn't have anything to do with her legal troubles.
Well, you know, we spoke about it and basically said, you know, there are issues in your life, and I don't think she could have done it.
Speaking of issues in their life, how's David Hasselhoff doing?
He's doing great. He's bought a knife and fork, and everything's good in David Hasselhoff's
And there's something in his contract that says no drinking while videotaping. Leave that alone.
No. There's no rules in his contract. He can do whatever he wants. You know, but I called him when all this happened. I said, David, I've got to tell you, we've all said what you've said when we're drunk. You know, because, you know, guys in particular, when we get drunk, we become really, really depressed. and say, got no friends, nobody likes me, blah, 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 blah. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't kill anyone, you had a few drinks.
There you go. So at least he's got a job now. You gave him another job.
Well, you know, timing was good with David. You know, I thought it was the right time to do something with David. Then he had a very successful record. Actually, he went to number one in the UK with this crazy record about a car or something. And then his movie went to number one, and he's done well in Vegas. So, you know, he's doing great at the moment, David.
Simon,
I'm sorry, you've got to love that all your judges have a story themselves. You've got to love that.
Well, I never hire normal people, and I would never do that. You know, anyone who comes on our show, you know, they've got to be interesting. Otherwise, they're boring to watch.
Simon, I have admired you for a long, long time because you not only are a smart guy, and I don't think you're mean at all. I think you're actually very smart, and the things you say on Idol are right on the money. But even more than that, you are a terrific broadcaster. That's the highest accolade I can give to somebody in our business because you get it. And with this show, America's Got Talent, you saw we're going to have freak show acts and freak show judges, and that's going to make good TV.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I've got to tell you, but thank you for saying that, by the way. I mean, you know, I tend to make shows which I would like to watch. And I've got to mention, by the way, American Inventor, otherwise ABC will kill me, is on Wednesday night, which is the search for America's best new invention, which is a similar process, by the way, which is, you know, there's some fantastic ideas, but 90% of them are absolutely appalling.
Yeah, well, you've got a very full summer. We'll hopefully talk to you again soon. I appreciate your time today.
And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Simon Cowell, the second season of America's Got Talent is on Channel 5 NBC in St. Louis tonight. This is the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.